Talking all things agriculture, planting the seeds with Asanda Beta on SAFM.
On Planting the Seeds this morning, we conclude our conversation with Moses Lubinga, a senior researcher with the National Agricultural Marketing Council, and we talk about the economic impact of South Africa's agricultural exports, zooming in on whether there is justification for levy expenditure on export promotion when we talk about agricultural products. So that's exactly the point that we started to see whether the seminar recently held did say yes or no to this question. I am Asanda Beda. Welcome. So is there justification for levy expenditure on export promotion in the agricultural sector in South Africa? And are we well equipped given that agriculture's contribution is at about 4% to the nation's GDP?
I will first answer the first question. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is justification for levy expenditure in the sector, most especially for those industries that undertake export promotion initiatives. Not all industries in the agric sector are exports. That one should be quite clear.
Mm-hmm.
But basing on the existing evidence, if they did also promote, they would also perform much better than they are doing. As exemplified by the case of table grapes, wine, and citrus.
Mm-hmm.
So, if those industries that are not promoting their exports embark on promoting their product, we foresee having quite a good volume of exports being made and more returns into the country, among other benefits that would spill over. Then, with regard to the question of are we well equipped?
Mm.
With the ample resources generated from the levy, yes, we are doing our best. But we need much more than that. And this may not necessarily come from the industry. Here, this is where we need leverage from other government departments. For example, the DTI, the Department of Trade and Industry. We are aware that, yes, they do support the country's exports into other markets.
Mm-hmm.
They support industries to participate in international exhibitions, in roadshows. That's good enough. But if we could have a little more support in that regard to supplement the levy expenditure or the levy income that the industries generate, that would take us to another level. And then probably would see more return in terms of contribution to GDP within the economy.
So then I suppose that would answer the next question, because I would say, how would you propose that, you know, there's more effectively or inclusive participation there, and then that's where you feel the DTI can come in and help?
Yeah, that would be part of the answer. But also, in that regard, for that question, my view is, currently, industries do generic promotion.
Mm-hmm.
What is yet kind of not so sure, what we are not so sure of, is what kind of exporting firms within a given industry are performing best? Is it the large firms? Is it the medium firms? Is it the micro? So, if we get to understand deeper the nature or the specific factors of these kind of firms per industry, then we can strongly have a basis upon which to say, okay, if you're going to promote export within a given industry, can we focus on the medium industries, for example? So that work is, in the meantime, it's ongoing. Right now, we are undertaking a similar study to kind of get a deeper understanding the factors within these industries. Why, okay, generally, for example, the citrus industry is doing so well, but who is the biggest contributor? Is it the small firms? Is it the large firms? Is it the micro? Also to note, yes, we are seeing an increase in the volume of exports. But then there is also a need for us to look into how do we diversify our export products as well as the market. So if we know the nature of the exporting firms within a given industry, and then we know the extent which they have diversified in terms of products they export, and also the extent which they have diversified in terms of markets to which they go, we can have a strong basis to suggest that, okay, for example, citrus industry, you are doing so well in terms of volumes. You are exporting a lot of volumes because of the promotion. But you may not be doing so well in terms of diversifying the number of markets to which you export. So then, would a strategy that how do we increase the number of markets to which we export vis-a-vis increasing the volume into one market? But all that information can only be used if we have it, if we are fully undertaking the ongoing research that we embarked on.
What about looking within the African continent in terms of how we increase our number of markets for export and how we diversify?
Yes. Currently, we do export within the continent, but not so much. The biggest share goes to Europe and, you know, bit of it to the Middle East. That's a good suggestion and a good proposal. But still, what we need to understand in there is to which markets would we want to go to within the continent. Because I know on the continent we have quite a number of bottlenecks that limit our intra-trade extent which we trade internally.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know, for example, that large firms are exporting better or they've had entry into these African markets, then we'd capitalize on supporting these large firms to further extend within the African market, while the middle and maybe small firms concentrate in the Western market where they have already established a very good footprint. So in the long term, then you can also have the small firms and medium firms also get into the African market. So, but before we lay the strategy, my thinking is, can we understand the nature of these exporting firms? What is impeding them from getting into the African market as of now? And for those that are there in the African market, which firms are going there? Are they the large, the small, the micro? Then you can leverage on the good points or the attributes of the compelling factors that make whoever goes into the African market go there. We can build on two of those, and then we bring in the other kind of funds that could tap into the same market.
What an enlightening and educational chat. And thank you so much again for making time for us. I'm very educated, Moses. We appreciate it here on SAFM.
Thank you so much, Asanda, for affording me the time to also share our research. And we look forward to disseminate more of this information through SAFM.
Moses Lubinga is senior researcher with the National Agricultural Marketing Council. He sits in the trade unit there. My name is Asanda Beda. This has been Planting the Seeds. Thank you so much for listening, and do stay with SAFM.